Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to confront a great and perplexing question. Why is it, if we are so disappointed in our politicians, we're so unhappy with them, that we keep electing them again and again and again and back in office almost without end? Is term limits the answer? We'll be talking about that with a libertarian thinker named J.D. Tuccilli, managing editor of Reason Magazine. We will also be speaking with John West of Discovery Institute about a very special day in the calendar for all real conservatives. It is President Reagan's birthday. And there's a terrific piece based upon notes and recollections about President Reagan's faith and his belief in what can only be described as intelligent design, both of the country that we're privileged to live in and the universe that we live in. And meanwhile, there's also some very good news that I take seriously, but it's actually undermined to some extent by a mistake, and a glaring mistake, in the text of the Seattle Times, which covers the story. The story is the Washington State Patrol will recommend charging at least six people in relation to the Israel-Hamas war protest that shut down Interstate 5 for nearly 5 hours last month, the agency said. An additional 10 people involved with that protest, which led to backups extending miles south of Seattle, are still being investigated, said Chris Loftus, a State Patrol spokesperson. The protest with a blockade of cars. And when it was a blockade of cars, they parked the cars, locked them up so that nobody could get through. And before they finally were able to tow some cars away, it 5 hours, 6 hours had taken place, and people's days and schedule were ruined. The protest with a blockade of cars and people shut down northbound I-5 just south of Mercer Street on January 6th. It caused traffic to back up 6 miles at one point. No arrests were made at the time, and the State Patrol said it was caught off guard by the scale and the tactics of the Saturday protest. Protesters were calling for a ceasefire in the now four-month-old war, as well as for stopping all U.S. aid to Israel, freeing all Palestinian prisoners, which includes, of course, people who have been imprisoned for murder, because there is no death penalty under Israeli law. And they were demanding Israel's exit from the occupied territories of the West Bank and Gaza. Now, it is simply impossible to describe Gaza as occupied territory. Gaza is a war zone right now, that's true, but the idea that before it was a war zone, it was occupied by Israel, the Israeli presence in Gaza ended in 2005. It's a long time ago. And it is just outrageous that that kind of mistake would come in an article like this. Ultimately, the decision on whether to charge protesters will be made by King County prosecutors after they review documentation and recommendations from the State Patrol. Casey McNerthney, a spokesperson for the prosecutor's office, said they have not yet received any case referrals. But for goodness sake, if you're not going to prosecute people for doing this kind of violence to the public order, and toward the lives of other people, then basically, as long as you call something a protest, everything goes? I mean, what an outrage. At least that this is some progress. Speaking of progress, there is Stephen Colbert touched a little bit on the most sensitive item for Joe Biden in his campaign for re-election. What's the most sensitive item in his campaign for re-election? His age. Listen, he talked about the South Carolina primary results. The South Carolina Democratic primary already took place. The Republican primary in South Carolina is coming up in about 2 weeks. This is Stephen Colbert, clip 17.
On Saturday, just this past Saturday, voters went to the polls in my home state of South Carolina for the first official Democratic primary, and President Joe Biden took 96% of the vote. 96.2% of the votes. That is very close to 100, which is also Joe's new campaign slogan. Oh, God. All right, just got it. Sure. So, in his victory speech, Biden showed his gratitude to the people of the Palmetto State.
It's good to be home. You know what's really good about it, Kamala? These people know me, and they're still here. These are the folks, as that saying goes up McClellan, who brung me to the dance.
Yes, South Carolina brung Biden to the dance. Then they said, actually, you know what? Let's wait for a slow one. Not sure if those knees can handle the electric slide.
And Nikki Haley, who is still in this race, and she's campaigning intensely in South Carolina, she made the point that the Republican Party really could do with a little bit more in the way of fresh faces, don't you think? Clip 4.
I'm staying in this race. I mean, the court cases are an issue of itself. I'm staying in this race because Republicans cannot lose another general election. We lost in 2018. We lost in 2020. We lost in 2022. How many more times do you have to lose because of one person before you say maybe this isn't a winning combination? That's why I'm staying in. I'm staying in because I don't want my kids to live like this. I don't want anybody else's kids to live like this. We've got to start really focusing on what matters. America is too distracted. And when America's distracted, the world is less safe. And we're seeing that play out in front of us. We have to wake up and say, now is the time to right the ship. Now is the time. I have no issues with Donald Trump. I voted for him twice. I was proud to serve America in his administration. This isn't personal for me.
All right.
This is personal when it comes to the future of my kids.
And she added this with Neil Cavuto on Fox, clip 8.
Other party types say you're hurting the party, and if he's the nominee, you'll damage him. What do you say to that?
I think it's the hard truth. I mean, you can't have 70% of Americans who say they don't want a Trump rematch, Trump-Biden rematch. The majority of Americans dislike Trump. The majority of Americans dislike Biden. Both of those men put us trillions of dollars in debt that our kids are never going to forgive us for. And we've got a country in disarray and a world on fire. Are we really going to have our two candidates be two men in their 80s? When you need someone who can run 8 years, disciplined, focused, ready to get to work and get things done, that's not being disrespectful. That's just being factual. And then you go and you look at the fact that every single general election poll, he's down 7 points. He's down 9 points on Biden. In some, he comes in margin of error. I defeat Joe Biden by up to 17 points. The poll that came out yesterday, I defeat him by 13 points. That's what this is about. There will be a female president of the United States. It will either be me or Kamala Harris. If Donald Trump is the nominee of the Republican Party, we will have a President Kamala Harris. That's just a fact.
And it's a brutal fact, which she hopes will get the attention that she needs to rejuvenate her campaign, make it young again. J.D. Chichile talking about why we keep reelecting people we say we dislike. coming up on the MedVed Show.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a MedVed annual member. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The Michael Medved Show.
Sometimes the polls send very contradictory messages, but on one point they seem to be virtually unanimous. Most people in America believe we're headed in the wrong direction. They don't like the direction the country's going. About 75% don't like the where America is headed. And yet, when it comes to our elections, we very regularly favor incumbents. J.D. Tuccilli is a current contributing editor at Reason Magazine. It's a magazine with a libertarian slant. And he asked a question, if Americans are so unhappy with our politicians, how come we are so ready to vote them back into office? J.D., what's the answer to this riddle?
Americans seem to like to complain more than they like to change what they're complaining about, at least when it comes to politics. The fact that Americans are unhappy with the political direction of this country is indisputable. Gallup came out with a poll last week and said that only 38% of Americans say that Joe Biden deserves to be reelected, and only 24% say that the members of Congress deserve to be reelected. And you'd think that would mean, okay, well, we're in for big changes, right? I mean, a lot of people are unhappy. The majority don't think that the incumbent president and incumbent legislators should be returned to office. But historically, that's not the way it works. Historically, these incumbents provoke contempt in the public that then marches to the polls and elects them back into office.
Okay, with the poll that you just mentioned that says 38% think Biden doesn't deserve reelection, how many people, what percentage think that Trump deserves reelection?
You know, that's amazing. At this point, when they ask that same question of Americans, during Trump's time in office, 50% said he ought to be returned to office, which is kind of a split decision, and he still lost to Joe Biden. So that 38% you'd think would mean, okay, we're going to see somebody new in the presidency. But the major contender, obviously, to Joe Biden is his predecessor, Donald Trump, who he turfed out. As low an opinion of the American people as Joe Biden is held, Trump is also held in low opinion. Biden gets a 40.7% approval rating. It actually dropped today to 40.2%. Donald Trump is at 40.8%. These are virtually identical numbers. The disapproval rating on both of them is also virtually identical, right about 54-55%, which means that the two leading contenders for the presidency are a guy who's in office who the American people think does not deserve to be returned to office, and a guy they already fired from that same position and who they don't like. When they ask about the level of enthusiasm for a rematch between these two, because right now it looks like we're bound for a redo of 2020, about 59% of the public says, oh no, please do not serve this up to us. 58% said they'd be dissatisfied as Donald Trump was the Republican nominee, and 56% said they'd be dissatisfied if Joe Biden was on the ticket for the Democrats. But both of the major parties seem bound and determined to deliver two very unpopular, and may I point out, two doddering and rather old candidates who are not in the best condition for a rematch in front of the American people, despite massive levels of dissatisfaction across the country and numbers that would seem to be a cue to both the parties to just choose somebody else, anybody else. But that's not where they're going.
Okay, well, some people have been going in that direction, and there's polling that shows that Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is also a candidate with lots of problems and lots of negatives, but he's getting 14, 15, I think as high as 22%. There are some polls recently that have come out that shows that Robert Kennedy Jr. is actually winning among voters, beating both Trump and Biden among voters under the age of 40. So with all of that going on right now, you have Cornel West and you have Robert Kennedy Jr., and I'm sure there will be a Libertarian Party candidate, but I don't know who it is. We have Jill Stein for the Green Party. None of these people are particularly exciting alternatives, or do you disagree?
No, I agree with you. I mean, the thing is, we're going to have a fair amount of selection on ballots across the country, despite extremely high barriers that both major parties put in place against independents and against third parties. The average American should have five or six choices. But the last time a serious contender arose in the ranks of third parties and independent candidates was Ross Perot. It's been almost 30 years now. 92 he ran, and then 96 he ran again. 19% the first time, 9% the second time, if my memory is correct. So that means it's not impossible. It's not impossible for a third party or independent candidate to get in there. But the deck really is stacked against anybody else, to the point that the two major parties very obviously feel comfortable serving up candidates who the public says they don't want, on the assumption that the public isn't going to have any place else to go. Now, that may not be the case. You know, for as long as people count on that, eventually it's going to change. There will be other candidates on the ballot, and you'd think at some point Americans will simply say, you know what, that's enough. They've been trolling us politically for long enough, and maybe we just got to shake this up. But which of those independent or third-party candidates is capable of pulling together enough support to actually go over the top and pull a plurality of the vote? I don't know. And when you look at Congress, ratings for Congress were actually even lower in 2012. Instead of 24% saying that Congress should return to office, only 20% said so back then. But Americans still return 90% of incumbents in the House and the Senate back into office. So there's this kind of this awful history of Americans saying, I'm really unhappy with these candidates, but I'm going to keep voting the same way. That doesn't mean we're bound to have that forever. This isn't predestination. It's just kind of a depressing history to look at when you look at numbers that are this, you know, disturbing, when you look at a populace that's this unhappy with the choices that they've been served up for political office.
So what do you think should be done?
Well, in terms of being done, I mean, there's no one fix. There's no magic wand to be waved. Americans have to change their habits. Americans have bad habits. Americans say, I'm unhappy with Congress. Congress needs to change. But then they go back and they elect their own member over and over and over again. You know, like I said, 90% returned to office back in 2012. It would not be surprising to see a similar number return to office this year. Americans say, we need a third party. And when you poll them, you know, in pluralities and sometimes majorities do say we need other choices on the ballot other than Republicans and Democrats, but then they seem to be easily convinced that nobody else is a viable or even a permissible alternative to the Republicans and Democrats, even when those two old parties serve up candidates you think are almost a joke. So what needs to change? The way the American people conduct themselves.
Well, again, and Ross Perot had money, and he was something of a celebrity. And that made him, for a while, he was even running ahead. And then he pulled out of the race and he pulled back in. Maybe make America sane again. President Reagan did that. And President Reagan's birthday is today. A tribute to President Reagan coming up from John West of Discovery Institute here on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A coalition of Republicans is endorsing a proposal asserting that Donald Trump did not partake in an insurrection.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government that's taken place in an effort to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson accused Democrats of propagating this misleading narrative. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, has revealed he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The announcement follows Carlson being cited a number of times in Moscow over the weekend. Carlson asserted that he feels obligated to convey the truth about the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Honda is issuing a recall of nearly 750,000 vehicles due to concerns regarding airbags that may deploy inadvertently during a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has highlighted that the front passenger seat weight sensor might develop cracks and short circuit. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show. Today is President Reagan's birthday, and it's a day that every American patriot, every conservative in particular, should take very seriously, because there are all kinds of lessons that we can take away from President Reagan. In fact, there's a new book written by Chris Christie, which is called What Would Ronald Reagan Do? And as a matter of fact, we're going to be speaking with Governor Christie about that tomorrow. But today there is a wonderful piece, and it got my attention, it got Jeremy's attention, it got my wife's attention. It's by our friend John West. John is the vice president of Discovery Institute here in Seattle, and he's the managing director of the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute, which he co-founded together with Stephen Meyer way back in 1996. And for 12 years, John West was a political science professor at Seattle Pacific University, where he also chaired the Department of Political Science and Geography for several years. John, congratulations on this piece. And it begins by recalling a prayer breakfast many years ago that took place 2 days before his birthday in 1988. Is that right?
Yes, it does. Michael, thank you for having me on. It's a privilege to especially be on Reagan's birthday. So, yeah, this was a talk he gave, and someone had shown me or directed me to a clip from it. And it started a whole long sort of not sort of mystery story, but trying to track down where did this come from. So he's speaking, it's the last year of his presidency, so 1988, and that's important to understand for what happened later. But so he's before the prayer breakfast, and he starts talking about how he'd always been unable to understand the atheists in this world. You know, the world is so beautiful. There's so much wonderful. And how he couldn't really understand why they thought that. And then he said, I've always had an unholy desire to invite some atheist to a dinner and then serve the most fabulous gourmet dinner that has ever been concocted.
Okay, let's let President Reagan himself hit the punchline here. This is President Reagan from 2 days before his birthday in 1988. Listen.
I have long been unable to understand the atheist in this world of so much beauty, and I've had an unholy desire to invite some atheists to a dinner and then serve the most fabulous gourmet dinner that has ever been concocted, and after dinner ask them if they believed there was a crook.
Okay, you found out more about this line of reasoning, which is obviously a very strong argument for intelligent design. You don't have a wonderful gourmet dinner just by accident. Somebody had to design it and cook it up, right?
Yep, and just like in nature, whether the laws of physics or cosmology, the intricacies of chemistry or biology, we see that sort of same level of design and purpose, and so that also points to design. And so, yeah, this is Reagan's riff on this age-old argument for design. And so I began to wonder, well, where did this come from? Was this written by his speechwriter? When did he use it elsewhere? And so this sort of became a sort of historical detective journey. And searching through all of his public papers, it turned out that as president, this was the first time, so in 1988, that he used this story in public as president, according to his public papers. So then I wondered, but it wasn't the last time. He ended up doing it 5 times, and we'll get maybe to that a little later about his private meetings with Gorbachev, but he used it 5 times in the last year of his presidency. So it didn't appear before then, but it was 5 times in his presidency. So something, he gravitated toward it, but I wondered, you know, who did it? Who came up with it? And I tried to track down the speechwriter, and I ultimately did, Dana Rohrabacher, former congressman who actually was the designated speechwriter for this. But before that, the Reagan Library very graciously, even though I'm not in Southern California, I'm in the Seattle area, was able to scan things for me from the private files, the White House files, showing the development of that speech. And lo and behold, there was nothing on this in the draft speech. So this was added by Reagan. This was something dear to his heart. It wasn't a speechwriter. And now, where did he ultimately get it? That's an interesting question. I ultimately tracked down that apparently on one of his, Reagan, many people know, in his earlier life, starting in the 1950s when he was representing General Electric, he'd go out and give speeches, and he'd collect comments and jokes and other things on these little note cards. Well, apparently, one of those note cards actually had a variation of this story. So this, although this is the first time he used it as president, this apparently went deep into things that Reagan collected. And Reagan overall had a really fascinating, you know, sort of fascination both with nature. If you read in his autobiography, he talks about at age 5, in one of the many places that his dad rented because his dad didn't have a great job history, so they kept moving. They had a house that, in the attic, someone had left this great collection of butterflies and other things, and he would just go up in the attic and just look through the bird's eggs and butterflies and just be fascinated. And as he said in his autobiography, it left me with a reverence for the handiwork of God, sort of in nature, that never left him. And then, of course, one of his favorite books was by Whitaker Chambers, the autobiography Witness, where Chambers' account, and this was one of the favorite passages that Reagan would cite almost actually by heart, where Chambers talks about, you know, when did he veer away from atheistic materialism? Well, it was his little daughter having breakfast, and his I came to rest on the delicate, as he wrote, convolutions of her ear, those intricate, perfect ears. The thought passed through my mind. No, those ears were not created by any chance coming together of atoms and nature. They could have been created only by an immense design. And that was Whitaker Chambers from a favorite passage of Reagan. So he had this interest throughout his life, but somehow in the ending year of his presidency, he just kept coming back to this in public meetings and private meetings.
And again, this idea has to do with Reagan's view of American history as well, which is that you can't explain truly remarkable things entirely as happy accidents, and a pattern of happy accidents still represents a pattern. Speaking with John West, when we come back, this story you have about President Reagan and Gorbachev is just so remarkable, and I know that you will share it with us. Can we just take a moment and talk about some of the things that we might learn from President Reagan that perhaps our leaders could remember right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, of course, there are a lot of things. I mean, I do say every age is different, and so not everything that Reagan did is necessarily applicable, but certainly his positivism toward America, his treating of other people civilly, but also his backbone. I mean, Reagan had a lot of backbone through much of his career, and he was, he stood in the face of that. So there was the happy warrior, the civility, but I remember as a college student, having people demonstrate against him, calling him names like Hitler, burning flags, because they hated him standing for truth.
Well, and so how did he handle the leader of the evil empire that he had already called an evil empire, and he was meeting with Gorbachev? There's a fascinating story there. We will get to that with John West of Discovery Institute coming up.
Portions of the Michael Medved Show are brought to you in part by the Discovery Institute.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And no better way to celebrate President Reagan's birthday, his 113th birthday, which is a good age, and to celebrate his birthday with this remarkable and deeply touching piece and beautifully researched piece by John G. West, who is the vice president of Discovery Institute and the managing director of its Center for Science and Culture. He co-founded the Center for Science and Culture with Steve Meyer back in 1996. His new piece is called Ronald Reagan's Deeply Personal Argument for Intelligent Design. And you write about a couple of things that I had forgotten about, and I knew from reading some previous Reagan biographies. He tried to use these arguments about intelligent design. In other words, that if you look at the world, it's very illogical to assume that everything glorious in our world that we have and is a product of some kind of accident. The idea of a design, of a purpose in the world was one that he cared about very much. But he was also hurt or disappointed, at least, that that idea never seemed to persuade somebody very close to him. I explain.
Yeah. So, you know, often pundits negatively compared Reagan on the issue of religion and God to, say, Jimmy Carter, who sort of wore his faith on his sleeve, which Reagan didn't. But we now know, basically through a lot of private letters and other things that have come out, that Reagan was a deeply, not just religious, deeply Christian, you know, in his, and so his son Ron, which now it's known more openly that his son Ron is an atheist, and his son Ron has sort of made that clear and really done spots on that. But it wasn't.
Yeah, he's done television ads for atheism.
Yes. Now, having said that, his son Ron has actually said, has been very respectful of his dad and actually admired his dad for, despite that fact. But that really did, we now know from, you know, private conversations, other stuff that's come out, that really troubled his dad, and Ronald Reagan Sr. had lots of discussions over the table with his son Ron, not only on his atheism, but on, you know, he wanted him to accept Christ as a savior. And that was something that really wore on him. And as he told his other son Michael about that, he was praying for that, his son. And so that is part of the background. And so then, you know, we go to Russia in the last year of the Reagan administration. It was a year after he said, tear down the wall. And so there was the beginning of the thaw. Things were changing under Gorbachev. We were getting some arms control. But Reagan, so going into May 1988, Reagan, though, had something deep on his heart that related to his faith that he wanted to still bring up with Gorbachev. You know, they were handling arms control, they were doing other stuff, political freedom, and he did that too. But the first thing he wanted to address in their one-on-one meeting was religious liberty. And we now know, it was just a few years ago, that the private notes, we don't have a complete transcript, but we have the private notes that were taken of that one-on-one meeting that were released finally a few years ago. And it's just fascinating to read, because this is Reagan one-on-one with Gorbachev behind the scenes, pressing Gorbachev. Gorbachev is talking about other things like mission to Mars and just trying to make small talk, and Reagan is going for the jugular in a nice way, that you need to allow religious freedom for everyone in your country, and how deeply important this is. And, you know, Gorbachev pushes back, so, well, you know, in your place, you don't have freedom for atheists. And then Reagan actually opens up and says, well, actually, I have a son who's an atheist. And he does have freedom, to, unlike in your country. And so Reagan was really articulate. You really see him. And then, again, Gorbachev is clearly uncomfortable about this conversation. Just can't, because Reagan won't give up. He's like a terrier, very nice. And then Gorbachev goes off again onto the Mars thing. Let's do a cooperation. He's trying to say, you know, everything's good. Let's go on. Let's end the conversation. Reagan, at the very end, then comes back. And he first shares a story about a soldier that he had recently gotten, I think, a letter from a widow of a soldier who had died on the battlefield in World War II. And it was a soldier who was reflecting how he'd been lied about, that the universe was cold and uncaring and there was no God. And then he was in his foxhole, basically, and he was looking up at the stars. And he realized that he'd been lied to, that there was so much more behind the universe that he couldn't understand, that there had to be a God. And then this was found on the soldier after he died. But Reagan saved the punchline to the end, which is, well, that soldier wasn't American. It was Russian. And then Reagan tops it all off at the end by retelling the story of the banquet. But this time, the only time he tells the story to Gorbachev, he actually tells it in a different way. He, in all the other stories, he says, you know, I'd like to invite atheists to this banquet and, you know, then ask them, well, is there a cut? With Gorbachev, he says, you know, with my son who's an atheist, I've always wanted to invite my son to the banquet, you know, to set this banquet, and then ask him, you know, do you think there's a cook? And so, you know, this is deeply personal for him. He didn't tell anyone else, but to Gorbachev, he told that. And then, according to the note taker, this is really the clincher. At the end, Gorbachev said that the only answer to that question of whether there was, you know, a cook, which is a stand-in for a creator, the only possible answer was yes. Now, there's been a lot of debate about Gorbachev, and to the end of his life, publicly, he insisted he was an atheist. There have been lots of rumors, but this is intriguing, both about Reagan and about Gorbachev, and about how deeply man of faith that Reagan was.
Yeah, and in terms of Gorbachev, I mean, considering he was the head of this officially atheist, materialist, socialist, Marxist country, and that he was trying to change it in a more religious direction. I believe they said that his wife's name was Raisa, I think,
yes.
Gorbachev, that she was more religiously inclined. Is that right?
Well, no, actually, I think she was a professor of atheism, and she was actually much more out there promoting atheism. But he was, although both as children, it came out later that they were baptized as children, but they had always rejected it publicly. But he was a little bit more, but she was very much, she was, like I said, she, I think she gave call to classes and promoted dialectical materialism and atheism, but he was a little more cagey, although he did publicly to the end of his life say he wasn't a believer. But this was, shows a little different insight, and he did open things up, you know, after that. And the thing is, Reagan also told this story with, this is, I mean, there's parts that I didn't even tell in my story, but while he was there, he told the story about the banquet again. He invited, when he was there, he had to invite people for a celebratory dinner in honor of the host, and he chose to invite 50 or 60 dissidents to come, along with the government officials, which really made the Soviets angry. And he told the same story publicly there. So Reagan really had courage of his convictions, but was nice about it, but was very courageous.
And again, if there's one quality that you believe that our politics misses, that that you would say that President Reagan provided, what is it to recall on his birthday? What did he provide our politics, which I think people had a better feeling, not just about President Reagan, but about the whole conduct of U.S. politics at the time, no?
Yeah, I mean, he was the happy warrior, although I don't really want to overemphasize that, because having lived through it, as I know you did, on the college campuses, the amount of vitriol that was spewed against Reagan, even though he was nice and he was civil and always pointing towards the shining city on the hill, he was treated like, you know, next to Hitler. And I was at part of demonstration after one of Reagan's speeches in Seattle, after, I think it was to, like, the Veterans of Foreign Wars or something. I went out, and it was just hundreds upon hundreds of people demonstrating. So I don't want to, the vituperation on the other side was something else. But Reagan himself was quite civil and positive and courageous.
And he was the one of only two presidents ever to get 49 out of 50 states voting for him and giving him their electoral votes when he ran for re-election in 1984. John West, his piece is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. A very appropriate piece to remember as part of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Gresca's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.